there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This game tonight by the Warriors was such a big boat race from beginning to end, and I know it's only been four games, but Steve Kerr and the Warriors may have made a big miscalculation in the way they've brought Klay Thompson back to this team. Because Klay Thompson came back and it was all set, right? It was all set when Thompson was going to return to the team. He could play just a few minutes. He hadn't played in 2 years. Maybe it's 6 to 10 minutes a night, whatever it's going to be, but he'll play what he could play. He can come off the bench because there's nothing wrong with the Golden State Warriors. He can come off and maybe this is what he is, his first action in 2 years. You're not overusing him. And if it gets to the point where it merits that he starts, you move him back into the starting position because that's how it works. But instead, Klay comes back, goes right into starting, and what happens? The Warriors kind of hit the skids. They get blown out by the Bucks. They lose to the Grizzlies. And Klay Thompson, while he hasn't been bad, it's not been about Klay. It's been about what's happened to the other players once Klay comes back. Now, Poole is coming off the bench for a couple of games, and he's playing limited minutes, and he does not have any kind of effect on the game, right? Same thing with Andrew Wiggins. Is he getting shots he normally would get? No, he's not. And his aggressiveness and his leap this year was one of the big reasons why the Warriors are so good. The leaps of Wiggins and Poole. Poole you expect in year three, but Wiggins later on, this is like a bonus. But then when Klay comes back in the lineup, there's less shots, there's less aggressiveness, and the Warriors don't play as well. Tonight, there's no Klay Thompson, and they come out and they just boat race the Bulls from the beginning of this one, and it was never even close. And you look at some of the numbers, you look at Poole back in the starting lineup, 22-5. He was 5 out of 9 from three-point range. Wiggins scores 21. He was 8 out of 11. He had 3 threes as well. He was more aggressive. Now, if you're Steve Kerr, yes, it's the middle of the season. You can afford to tinker a bit, but how tough is it if you just have to say, hey, Clay, maybe now you come off the bench? That's why I don't get why this was, we're pushing Clay right back into a starting position right away. You didn't have to do it. You know, you had everything tailor-made for you to say, now we got a big addition. You think we were good before. Now with the additions that we've had and the jump-ups that our players have given us and the better bench play this year, now we're going to add Clay to that and watch out when he comes in as a second unit, because we don't know what we're going to get from Clay, how dynamic he's going to be. And instead, it's we're going right back in the starting lineup. Now, how rough is that if you say, oh boy, Clay, you got to come back out and sit. You know, Clay's a good dude, and he was someone that would have been able to take, hey, I understand coming off the bench early, I'm doing this, but now that you put him out there, and then you might have to take him out because your team is playing better, because the other players, you're not changing their roles. Yeah, that's become a thing. I was stunned that Steve Kerr put Clay right back in the starting lineup, and now it may not be the solution. And yes, it's only been 4 games, but you're looking at 2 losses from a Warriors team that had only lost 8-9 times up until then, and you're looking at the offensive explosion that they had from their players who weren't getting as much time or getting as many shots. Now Steve Kerr's got a big decision coming up, and it could wind up being something that is one he should not have made in the first place.
Well, I'll tell you what it was all about, is when a guy spent the last several months complaining to anybody who will listen about being left off the NBA All 75, what are you going to do? You're placating his ego. You're going to come off of that? Because really, he's done a lot of interviews, a lot of social media, where that has been the crux of his existence. Not just, hey, I'm working my way back to show all these people that didn't name me there, but you're really going to waste all that energy putting it out there? How do you leave me off? It's like, okay, Clay, go through. Give me your top 75, starting with yourself. I mean, get over it, all right? Make the all 100 by coming back and playing good basketball. But that, I guarantee that's part of it with Steve Kerr, is just saying, look, I got to placate the ego. We're in a good spot. We can absorb a little bit of uncertainty and a couple of losses here. Now, you don't want to go out and get boat raced, and obviously the measuring sticks, these are the teams that at least as of right now are going to be your contenders. We've talked about Milwaukee a bunch over the course of the last 3 months coming up to this point and where we're at in the season. But it's just that. All right, you weather the storm thinking it'll be fine, because he's not going to be able to play every night. That's the other thing. You're monitoring minutes, averaging 20 a night since he came back. But I think it was all about placating him and making him feel all welcome and warm and fuzzy back. And they didn't want to have the hard conversation to start things. Eventually, you may have to if that's going to happen. You know, especially you mentioned Jordan Poole, a guy who was giving you 20, 21 a night with some regularity, and then his jump shot was broken, not getting the same looks, forcing some balls up, and suddenly his productivity, you know, fell through the floor. So you're trying to make sure you monitor that. With Wiggins, always been an 18 guy. Now it's just you're getting a few extra per night, and he's more efficient. So you want to make sure you're keeping that up. But all in all, it's really about ego management more than anything at this point. And anybody that wants to fight me on it, have at it. It's an opinion based on all the bitching he did about not making the All 75.
Man,
he was so obsessed with that. That's it.
It should have been so easy. Hey, look, dude, you haven't played in 2 years. You're coming off the bench. We're going to figure it out. It's a long season. We're right in the smack dab in the middle of it. And instead, it's right back to the starting lineup. Because you know that didn't play well with Wiggins and Poole, because what are they going to say? Okay, the guys won titles. Okay, I get it, but still, right. Hey, we're playing great, man. There's no reason to upset the apple cart. And why? That's what gets me, is that there was no reason for it. You could have easily done it. Clay might have been a little upset, but he would have understood. Listen, this is what's going on, man. And we'll get it back. He has to.
Well,
he has to.
I get it. There's the he should, he has to, etc. versus, you know, you don't want to upset the proverbial apple cart. You don't want to spill.
This could have been completely avoidable.
A little bit of a problem.
Yep. This could have been completely avoidable by the Warriors, and now they're in a thing. Because another couple of games like this where it doesn't go as well with Clay starting, and then if Clay doesn't play in a back-to-back, you've really hit something, because now you're taking the guy and taking him out and putting him on the bench. Could have avoided the controversy. See, this is why I could be an NBA head coach. I could do it. AutoZone has the free.
Got to take care of Eagles. Egos, yeah.
I do, and I would tell the Bulls, play better. That's what I would do. Okay. Play better. Okay, great. That's my message. All right, guys, good. Shower up. Let's go. See you on the bus.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, joining us now on the hotline to talk NFL playoff football, he is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
He has already decided not to vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP no matter what.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
It is the aforementioned Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm only talking to Harmon from now on.
Hi, buddy. Wow. How are you? Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, see, you know, when somebody's kind enough to rip up a contract and understand the value of somebody and then send them things like whiskey and Chicago-style pizza and recognize that that person deserves my undivided attention.
Now, to let people know, as we've talked about many times with Jason Cole, he signed a
See, nobody holds year. To the two sandwich. No. You're going to apply.
Let me explain.
You're out. You're
I gotta
out.
Explain.
You're
I got,
out.
I have the contract sandwich. Details. Harmon doesn't have the details.
But see, this is why you're a Jets fan. You hold people to their contracts when they've outperformed the contract, and then they don't want to play for you anymore, and they leave, and your team is terrible. This is what's happened to you.
Do you think you're talking to Mike Tannenbaum?
Talking to
Who do you think you're talking to on this show? You think you're talking
to respond with the Braxton Berrios?
Let me just say this. I know who I'm talking to, and it's my segment. I'm in charge. I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must think you're talking to John Idzik. You're not talking to John Idzik, okay? It's not happening.
Well, but in these next couple of weeks, he's going to be able to get
Woody Johnson
too.
On the line. Ooh, I'm so scared.
But think about it. Super Bowl in L.A., we get to have a sandwich together, too.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had to renegotiate. That's why I had to renegotiate. Look, Jason Cole signed a two-sandwich, five-year deal to come on the show, right? It was a bad deal. But now knowing that we're going to wind up seeing him likely at the Super Bowl, we had to renegotiate. So instead of another five-year two-sandwich deal, it is a five-year...
It was just the best part is it was just a two-year deal with two sandwiches. Now it's gotten to 5 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can extend. Like, we're franchising you.
Mike Tannenbaum back negotiating for the Jets.
It's like franchising. Okay. Every year we can franchise.
Let's work this thing out with Darrell Revis. Okay. Good job.
But now Harmon sent Jason Cole three bottles of alcohol, and so now it's another five-year deal Jason Cole has signed for. So it's pretty good. I'm pretty happy.
I gotta say, those whiskey bottles are amazing. They are just the whiskey is awesome too, but the bottles themselves are just elegant. I gotta say that. So
well, based on designs of Bob Dylan artwork,
it's truly amazing. Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm glad you like, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Family on the show here.
I like how some people on the on social media
who are you?
Out there the other day they
you?
Didn't know what it was. They thought like it was peanut butter. I thought that was pretty good.
That was peanut butter.
What'd you say?
Some olive oil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. Boy, that's what I'm going to do a deal for. Yeah, 10 jars of peanut butter. Send me some Skippy. I prefer Jif extra crunchy.
Is it Gif or Jif? Anyway.
No, that's Jif. That's Jif. That's Jif. The peanut butter is Jif.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. The popcorn is jiffy, sorry about that. Yes, now we're going back to my childhood. All right, what do we got in football? Do we want to do this? Do we really want to do this?
Wrote a serious football column today that you pinned on social media. I'm like, this is not the Jason Cole line. I don't write this serious column about the gamesmanship of Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, Ben Roethlisberger, and more to the point, the Chiefs, who I want to believe are going to win the Super Bowl. I really do. But boy, they just like something about them tells me they're going to disappoint again. It's like, I don't know what it is. Like, are they going to be ready for the playoffs or not? And Ben Roethlisberger just, I think there's a great bit of gamesmanship. Not that it's going to matter because the Steelers are just, I mean, they're so dreadful. I mean, they're so bad that, I mean, how many passes did he throw in that final home game? Like, 65 passes for 72 yards or something like that. I mean, it was abysmal. Like averaging 1 yard per pass. Even Snoop Dogg is like, oh, we perfected the 2 yard out. This is awesome. Yeah. Snoop Dogg with the Mannings. That was the only highlight of that whole night. That's what I got to say.
It was like he was back ripping Todd Haley again. Because Snoop used to go on the expletive rants about
defeated.
That stuff.
He was when Snoop talking about Todd Haley was angry Snoop. Like Snoop on Monday talking about, you know, watching Roethlisberger was like defeated Snoop. I got nothing. Like I'm going to tear out my own soul. It's over. You know, like, what can I do here? Like, there was no more fight for Snoop Dogg when he was talking about this. He was just like, I can't do it anymore. This is horrible.
See, but here's the thing, J. Cole, is that even if the Steelers don't score, like, they could have 23 play drives that span 14 minutes and only 30 yards. And they're keeping the ball away from the Chiefs, and they can, their defense can imprint the game a bit.
Don't talk football strategy. Don't do that. Don't talk football strategy. You're not good at that.
Wow, you don't even like my joke going into football strategy.
No, I really don't. That's not.
Well, now I'm not buying you a sandwich at the Super Bowl. Now, forget it.
Well,
I
already
got the liquor.
I
was getting you the
sandwich. The deal is in ink now.
I was giving you a bonus.
Now, forget it. I'm holding you to the deal.
Now there's no bonus. You were going to get a bonus. Now there's no bonus.
Here's the problem. Okay, Tannenbaum, here we go.
No bonus. Keep calling you Tannenbaum.
Yeah, you're Tannenbaum. That's what you are. That's what you're just, like, oh, we're going to be really clever. My favorite Tannenbaum story. This is classic, okay? All right, they draft the left tackle, right? I'm trying to remember who is the left tackle. DeBrickashaw, right?
DeBrickashaw Ferguson?
Yeah, they get DeBrickashaw Ferguson, right? And then the next year they draft Revis, right? And he keeps like holding out for, I've got to have a 5-year deal on Revis because I don't want those guys to come up for free agency at the same year. It's 5 years away, you dolt. Why are you, might not even have this job. Worry about, like, the next 2 years. How about that? No, I'm worried about 5 years from now. If they're any good, you're going to re-up them before you get to the 5 years. Come on, Mike. Stop being so anal. Just stop it. Stop it. It's just, oh, my God, the analysis paralysis by Mike Tannenbaum was so terrible. I couldn't believe it. And I like Mike. He's a nice guy, but. But boy, he was a dreadful GM in that respect. And my favorite parts were when he was like doing Hard Knocks and he was pretending that he actually knew about personnel. That's not the guy we're going to take. Dude, you're an accountant. Go be an accountant.
Speaking of bad personnel decisions
No, you know nothing about personnel. Just because you listen to Parcells does not mean you know anything about personnel. Stay away from personnel. Go negotiate contracts. That's what you're good at. And you're questionably good at that. Okay? Just no. Go away. Still. Who was the kid that they took from Ohio State, the defensive of Golston?
Oh, Vernon Golston.
Yeah.
Fifth player in a 4-player draft. Yeah, that's who I wound up getting, yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. And it's like everybody knew. Everybody knew. Why are you taking this guy? Oh, well, he's a passer. Like, Mike, you don't know anything about football. Go away. Don't do this. Stop.
You know, I think my favorite part the last couple minutes is how you wanted to make sure you preface this by saying, look, I like Mike, before you can
proceed to throw him out.
It doesn't matter. He hates you now. He will never talk to you again. I don't care. Jason Cole just said, I don't know what I'm doing, but he says he likes me.
Well, I got to tell the truth.
He's not going to like you. He's never going to speak to you again. Hey, Mike, but I said I liked you before I said you didn't know what you were doing and you were bad at your job. I said I liked you.
I like you, but I do this show every week. I mean, you know, think about it that way.
Hey, all Smith, right. With all due respect.
You are the Mike Tannenbaum of hosts.
I figured that's where it was going to go.
And I took that personally. Okay. All right.
Nicely done. All right. So we talk about guys that didn't know what they were doing in a front office, probably should have been coaching, and that's Trader Bill O'Brien. Forget about him interviewing with the Jaguars for a minute. The cupboard was bare, and David Culley is out after 1 year. He gets a giant novelty check, but just exacerbates already a problematic situation. But what does it mean for the NFL?
Exacerbating a problematic situation. Wow, I like that. That's
he says
nice.
Things like that all the time. That's one of his favorite phrases. He likes that all the time. Yeah.
Okay. So we're exacerbating at this point in time.
Correct.
Yes. Everybody watch out. Could you imagine, like, if you're a really high-quality coach – like, you're the McDaniel guy from San Francisco, and, like, a lot of people want you. And Houston calls, and you're like, maybe not. Maybe I don't do that. Maybe I pick another team. Now, that's not saying a lot because, you know, all the teams that are hiring, pretty much all the teams that are hiring coaches right now have something dreadful about them. And you know this well, Harmon, because you're Chicago.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah, right, yeah. Like, there's a problem. Like, Olin Krutz like, just put it right out there, $15 an hour. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, we paid you millions to be a player here. Can't you work for $15 an hour now to help us make a championship offensive line?
Nobody listened to me, J. Cole. I've been saying this for years.
Like, he can make more money flipping burgers at McDonald's. Like, this is it's classic. True. So, if you're looking at Houston, if you're saying, okay, you knew you were hopeless, you hired a guy, you gave him $22 million, and then you fired him after 1 year, A, you didn't give him a chance, and B, you were stupid enough to pay him $22 million. What is your judgment all about? Like, that's like the question. Like, why do I believe that you're ever going to figure out how to win football games? Like, how's that ever going to happen? And that's where you just have to sit there and say, if I've got anything better, I'm not going to Houston. It's just not happening. And that's the statement that they made. It's not so much about, I feel sorry for David Culley, because I sort of do, because he deserved more than 1 year. And he's, a nice guy. I didn't think it was a particularly great hire when they did it. We're going to go right down this track again. But he deserved more than 1 year, and with that terrible roster. But this indicts the whole operation of how the Houston Texans are being run by the capable hands of Cal McNair and Jack Easterby, or whatever that guy's name is.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62.
I really like this guy. This is like Dom Herrera. Yeah, no offense, but your sister's a slut. You know, that whole routine that he used to do, yeah.
That escalated quickly.
She's a lovely girl. She's a lovely girl, but, hey, let me just tell you this. I remember seeing him. I saw him in Fort Lauderdale one time. I was like, that was priceless. This is my whole shtick now. I really like this guy, but, man, is he horrible. He's awful.
The more you like a guy, the worse he is at his job. That's just the situation right there.
You don't want to be liked by me.
That'll be a new video series you put out. Check him out on Twitter, at JasonCole62. Plus, his special to Fan Buzz on Roethlisberger's gamesmanship, Lamar Jackson being worth big money, what it's like to sign a five-year, three-bottle deal. I want to give it a tease so people want to go and click on it so they go, I wonder what he has to say.
No. Don't pay Lamar Jackson. Don't pay Lamar Jackson.
Now people know. Now people don't need to go. Oh, he says don't pay Lamar. Good. I'm good.
No. You want the comments. That's what you want.
Bad.
I really like Lamar Jackson, but God, I would never pay him.
J. Cole, thanks a bunch. As always, we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy.
Later, guys. Be good.
Bye, buddy. There he is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Uncle Ricky! Uncle Ricky!
Wait, did you get the email from the Rams as well?
Uncle Ricky!
Nah, halftime performer on Monday Night Football.
Here we go. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Warren G. and Montel Jordan getting it on
Montel
the party
Jordan?
At SoFi.
Wow, they're going to do this, and then that's going to be it.
Well... Also, in-game interviews you'll hear on the loudspeakers from Torrey Holt and Eric Dickerson, our guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, ED's got a book coming out. I wonder if we get cited in it.
Oh,
for helping him get Jeff Fisher fired.
Chapter 18, I got Jeff Fisher fired with the help of Fox Sports Radio. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, here's your headline from the NFL where you're going to go, wait, what? So Brian Flores has had his first head coaching interview. Fired by the Dolphins earlier this week, he's got his first interview. As tonight, he interviewed with the Houston Texans for the head coaching job.
He already interviewed with the Bears, though, didn't he?
Oh, did he talk to the Bears?
Yeah,
he talked to the Bears already.
Yeah.
Right, his second interview is here is now with the Houston Texans. So he's interviewing with the Texans, and you know Nick Caserio said after the interview, hey, we're looking for a guy with a lot of the qualities that David Culley possessed, the guy they just fired. We love his qualities. We're looking for a lot of them, but we don't want him.
We want a guy that has a $17 million check.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. Brian Flores gets great marks from his former players, and the one question I have about Brian Flores is, all right, he hasn't been able to manage upward very well, right? He couldn't get along with his GM or his owner in Miami. And kind of like an Adam Gase way where you get hired again right away, you don't have time to look back and go, okay, maybe I need to do things a little bit differently. It's okay, well, but somebody else knows that I do things the right way, and look what happened to Adam Gase. Not that this is going to happen to Brian Flores, but that's my one question about him, is that he's had no time to look back and go, okay, for my next bite at the apple, which I'm going to get because I was, you know, I won pretty well, and everybody understands the situation I was in there, to go right from one to the other, you don't really learn your lesson. But that's okay, because Flores is someone who's going to get a gig. This is a horrible match okay, that this is a horrendous match with the Houston Texans, because all the Texans want to do is control things there, where you have an owner that wants to get involved, you have a general manager who wants to get involved, you have other front office personnel that all want to be involved and micromanage, and Brian Flores, who does not do well with that micromanaging, this is going to work. No. Brian Flores needs to be, hey, somewhere where a new GM is coming in, where you're coming in and you have a relationship that comes in, where it's not one of those, hey, you're going to do what we tell you. No, the lineup is mine and all these things are going to happen. This is the worst matchup for Brian Flores and the Texans. The Texans want someone who's going to do, hey, you're going to put the lineup, you're going to put the players in that we want in, and you're going to execute. We're going to have a lot of influence here. That is not the match here for Flores and the Texans. Is the worst match you could probably think of.
Well, because he went from the power void, which was filled by Bill O'Brien terribly, with the trades and gutting of that roster made, as much as I loved David Johnson once upon a time, if they'd had any semblance of a running game, they might have actually been moderately effective. Rex Burkhead had to become your guy at the end of the year. Smith, That's where you're at with this. Casario and company, I guess you say, well, there's folks that he would know from New England and whatever, that maybe there's a match there. But I still think there's too much of a disconnect. And really, when we look at the openings across the NFL this time around, where do you think there's any type of functionality where it works? Not to mention most of these teams, you know, you don't have guys that have the well-carved out front office. In many cases, you're replacing both. So interviewing him at this point is kind of a waste. In some respect with some of these guys, because you're trying to fill that top-down type of strategy and then build from there, and a GM's going to want his guy.
It's a better fit with the Bears, and he interviewed with both teams today. He had two interviews in one day. You kind of like that. Oh, I got the Bears at 9.
Yeah, no, that's efficiency.
I got the Texans. Yeah, it's way to go.
Bears, you want no part of the Bears.
You don't want a part of any of these jobs, but you got it. No. There's only 32 of them, right? You want one of them. You can't be that choosy.
Go to Houston. I like Davis Mills, but is he a world beater? No.
Man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.